Here's your KNDY weather ology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 20s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, lower 20s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, blend of clouds and sun, upper 30s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the mid-20s. As into Thursday, a blend of clouds and sun will see warmer temperatures around the lower 40s. Right now, it's 19.
We have no weather-related postponements or cancellations to report this morning.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Leavenworth police say a 74-year-old woman fatally shot a man who she thought was trying to burglarize her home. Police Chief Pat Kitchen says when officers responded to the woman's call early Saturday, they found the 41-year-old suspect, Ralph Byrd Jr. of Leavenworth, suffering from a gunshot wound. The Leavenworth Times reports the man was pronounced deceased at the scene. Kansas Democrat Sharice Davids says she plans to cast one of her first votes for Nancy Pelosi as House Speaker. In an announcement posted on her campaign website, the newly elected congresswoman also said she planned to vote for several younger and newer members for other leadership roles in the Democratic caucus. And the Kansas Highway Patrol says although the number of DUI arrests over the Thanksgiving holiday were up 4 from last year, they were significantly down from 2016. Mid-American Network News.
Every challenge is more easily beat with America's number one selling compact tractor brand. This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. Kubota's subcompact tractors are easy to drive, gentle on turf, and powery enough to handle the wide range of yard and garden chores. Kubota tractors are made to tackle snow, grass, dirt. All kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with a 6-year powertrain warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 60 months and great customer instant rebates. Big or small, Kubota and Schmidt & Sons has it all. See Schmidt & Sons in Mount Hope or Winfield or find us on the web at schmittinc.com. Demo one today, now through December 31st, 2018 at Schmidt & Sons.
The upcoming trial over the Western Kansas derailment of an Amtrak passenger train has been canceled after Cimarron Crossing Feeders admitted its runaway feed truck damaged the railroad track. Trial had been set to start next week to determine who was responsible for the March 2016 derailment of Amtrak's Southwest Chief. The derailment happened near Cimarron, about 20 miles west of Dodge City. More than 24 people were injured. KTV reports a federal judge summarily found earlier this month that there was no legal fault on the part of Amtrak or Burlington Northern Santa Fe, which owns the track. That left only Cimarron Crossing Feeders as potentially liable for damages at trial. The U.S. Postal Service reminding online shoppers of a service that can guarantee that you pick up your packages. It's called Hold for Pickup. Anything ordered online can be held at your local post office and then picked up so it's not stolen off of your front porch. Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett.
During the holiday season, families gather around to stream Christmas movies, take family selfies, Snapchat kids singing carols, and Instagram their cookie recipes. That's all possible through your Blue Valley Wi-Fi network. Get strong signals and fast internet throughout your home. Sign up for Blue Valley Managed Wi-Fi and hand the hassles to us this holiday season. Get free installation and 3 months free. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. The company that wants to build the Keystone XL pipeline is asking a Montana judge to change his order blocking the oil pipeline to allow pre-construction work to continue. Attorneys for TransCanada will argue tomorrow that U.S. District Judge Brian Morris should clarify or amend his ruling to say the injunction does not apply to activities such as finalizing contracts, purchasing materials, conducting land surveys, and discussing federal permits. Nebraska Lottery won't have to pay out dozens of players who thought they won prizes in a holiday scratch-off game after identifying a misprint. The state lottery canceled its new holiday bonus bucks game in September after discovering the mistake. Lottery officials found that 405 tickets had been sold before the issue was identified. The Nebraska Lottery is asking anyone who purchased a holiday bonus bucks ticket to return the card by March 24th. Mid-America Network News. And one thing you don't want associated with your harvest this year is downtime. Did you know MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 can take care of all harvest-related equipment? Combines, tractors, grain carts, and all machinery associated with your successful harvest this year. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge also has on-the-farm emergency service. Roll your harvest worry-free with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas, 800-835-0069.
At Star Seed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Star Seed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Star Seed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of your conservation needs. Call Star Seed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting Monday approved a bid for a new motor grader in the amount of $141,500. Logan and Herkimer Township representatives met to discuss roads north of Herkimer and Bremen and Cherokee Road. Commissioners will allow a test mile north of Herkimer of 3 inches of white rock packed and pull in the sides to cover it and narrow the road. Washington County Commissioners heard recently that Salvation Army kettles will be delivered around the county. 86 cents of every dollar collected in Washington County will stay locally. Commissioners received a letter from Barnes Township Board asking appointment of Karen Olschlager as Barnes Township Treasurer to fulfill the term of Dale Olschlager. Complete County Commissioners minutes are posted each week on our website and our Facebook page as well. Results of a First Impressions group visit to Washington will be revealed Tuesday evening 6:30 at the FNB Bank Meeting Room. The program, developed through K-State Research and Extension through the Community Vitality Program, helps communities learn about strengths and weaknesses through the eyes of visitors. Following the presentation, two or three project ideas will be identified. Time will also be allowed for discussion. Public is invited to the First Impressions meeting Tuesday evening at 6:30 at the FNB Basement Meeting Room at Washington. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, mixed salad, and cherry cheesecake. Tomorrow, taco meat on a baked potato wheat roll, broccoli with cheese, and strawberries and bananas. School's back in session. We have no weather-related postponements or cancellations. Still cold, kind of icy, might be a little slick outside this morning. Be careful. KNDY News Time is 7:13.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Santa Claus has come to town. The Pony Express Partnership for Children is hosting their annual Breakfast with Santa on Saturday. Join the big guy for a free will offering breakfast of pancakes, eggs, and sausage from 8 until 10. Wear your pajamas, have your picture taken with Santa, and stroll through the Festival of Trees Wonderland. Then head out to Santa's parade at 10:30. So get your best pajamas on and join us at the Lincoln Center on Saturday from 8 to 10 for Breakfast with Santa.
Music is the sound of the season, and the Marshall County Community Choir is adding their voices to the joyous strains. This is Deb Logus, and I am inviting you to join me and the members of the Marshall County Community Choir for our annual Christmas Cantata Sunday, December 2nd at 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church. This year, we are presenting The Promise of a King. The Evangelical United Church of Christ Bell Choir will be performing with us for an afternoon of glorious music. Transcend the hustle and bustle of a worldly holiday season and revel in the true meaning of Christmas with The Promise of a King, Sunday, December 2nd at 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Tuesday, quiet weather across the area. We're going to see mostly sunny skies. We do have a stationary boundary just to our west, and it looks like that low will start creeping into our area as we head into the middle of the week. In our area, just bringing us a little bit of some cloud cover. Maybe some areas could see a chance for some rain showers on Thursday. Otherwise, the good news is we're definitely going to see some warmer temperatures as we head towards the end of the week. So looking at the forecast for today, sunny skies, upper 20s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, lower 20s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, blend of clouds and sun, warmer temperatures in the upper 30s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy in the mid-20s. As we head into Thursday, a blend of clouds and sun, warmer temperatures in the lower 40s. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, low at 25. And Friday, increasing clouds, chance of rain, highs around 40. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late November 49, record high on this date 77 in 1990. The average low 28, record low was 7 in 1887. Sunset this evening 5:02, sunrise in the morning at 7:19. 16 degrees ahead of sunrise, winds are variable and light. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 27th of November. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Land O' Lanes believes in time spent with friends, a laid-back atmosphere, and good food made right. So come on in and sit for a spell, enjoy the full bar, and relax while they turn fresh ingredients into a delicious meal just for you. When busy days have got you stressed, unwind with a leisurely meal at Land O' Lanes.
The Texans win 8 in a row, and the Wizards rain on Harden's parade. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Texans top the Titans 34-17 for their 8th straight win.
Watson fakes the give, steps to his right, throws right side of the end zone. Got a man, touchdown, Demaryius Thomas, his second of the night.
On Sports Radio 610, it's the most consecutive wins in franchise history for the Texans. Deshaun Watson threw for 210 yards and 2 touchdowns. Some turmoil for the Jaguars. Running back Leonard Fournette is facing a one-game suspension for fighting during a loss to the Bills. He's expected to appeal the suspension. The Jags are also benching quarterback Blake Bortles and starting Cody Kessler instead.
Cody knows the offense. He's been in, or he's not really prepared that week, so he'll have a full week of preparation. And, you know, I talked to him of what's expected of him.
Coach Doug Marrone. The quarterback change came hours after Marrone fired offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. This is ABC Sports. To the NBA, the Wizards spoil a 54-point outing for James Harden to beat the Rockets in overtime.
Harden steps to his right, passes, intercepted by Porter. Porter off court to Beal, the basket, stop, two ends!
On WFED, final score 135-131. Wall scored 35 with 11 assists. Chris Paul missed the game with a leg injury. The Warriors stunned the Magic with a late rally for a 116-110 win.
Durant calls up Looney, now waves him away. One-on-one on Isaac, takes the jumper, got it, nailed it!
On 95.7, the game, the Warriors trailed by as many as 18 points. Kevin Durant led the way with 49 points and 9 assists. On the ice, the Capitals got revenge against former head coach Barry Trotz and his new team.
And along now to Backstrom, a pass ahead to Wilson, slipping by Thomas Hickey. The shot, he scores!
On WFED, Caps take down the Islanders 4-1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Tip off the high school basketball season with KNDY Live Thursday and Friday nights. Marysville hosting Axta Live Thursday. Simulcast on KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1. Friday night, Marysville travels to Sabetha. Bulldog coverage live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. All of our high school games streaming live on our website and our mobile app as well.
Our countdown to Christmas savings continues. Orscheln Farm and Home has the best deals of the season. Now through Sunday, buy one men's long-sleeve thermal Henley or crew tee and get one free. Men's Jackson Hole flannel shirts are just $9.99. Save $100 on a plasma cutter and $50 on a 30-gallon air compressor. Plus, receive a $50 gift card with purchase of either. Get all the best gifts for everyone on your list from your family-owned Orscheln Farm and Home.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Chinese Agriculture Ministry taking steps to counter concerns that the number of African swine fever cases in the country is being underreported. The ministry made it illegal to delay or obstruct reports of new ASF outbreaks, to issue false test reports, to distribute falsified health certificates, or to illegally dispose of infected animals. Chinese officials also offering rewards to people who file reports on new cases. Experts suspect that the 60 outbreaks reported in 18 Chinese provinces may not be an accurate number. China has already imposed transportation limits and other biosecurity measures designed to get control of the infectious disease. To date, the infection has caused China to cull hundreds of thousands of pigs from herds across the country. Officials in Beijing also announced a new case of ASF that killed 55 to 73 pigs on a single farm. China, home to some 500 million of pigs, more than the combined number of animals found in the rest of the world. Well, USDA recently reduced its forecast for beef production in 2018 by 30 million pounds. The new forecast, 26.9 billion pounds. The slight revision is based on a number at the end of the third quarter and from fourth quarter expectations of slightly fewer steers and heifers to be slaughtered and fewer bulls in the slaughter mix. Slaughter numbers are found in USDA's monthly Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry Outlook report. And despite the lower slaughter prediction in the fourth quarter of the year, the steer and heifer slaughter rate per weekday in the fourth quarter expected to remain above the rate of the same period last year. The 2019 beef production forecast lowered by 100 million pounds to 27.8 billion. That adjustment comes from fewer than expected cattle placed in feedlots in the third quarter of 2018, which would reduce the expected number of fed cattle marketed and slaughtered early next year. Reliable and relevant, AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, that winter storm that rolled across Kansas on Sunday continues to wreak havoc across parts of the upper Midwest. It has not necessarily been good news for agriculture. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says it's not been good for livestock.
Significant stress on livestock. We saw winds of 40 to 50 miles per hour or higher accompanying this snow. So a very wind-driven wet snow that really plastered exposed livestock and created a great deal of stress.
And as an added stressor to the livestock, it's also stressing livestock owners who've had difficulty
getting feed back into some of the livestock areas. Rural travel remains difficult.
And Rippey says the storm has also created more issues for corn and soybean producers.
This is just a continuation of this cold, wet autumn that has significantly curtailed field work. So as we move toward the end of November, we're still trying to get the corn and soybeans out in some areas. And, of course, with the storage issues with soybeans, this continuation of cold, damp weather is another factor in terms of the quality of the soybeans that are still sitting out in storage piles.
And Rippey says, unfortunately, there are a couple of more storms that will be crossing the middle part of the country starting about Friday.
With the potential for much more rain and snow.
Not good for livestock or already delayed corn and soybean harvest. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Institute of Food and Agriculture is taking steps to address veterinary shortages in rural America. The agency says 74 food animal and public health veterinarians will get educational loan assistance in exchange for a three-year commitment to practice in a USDA-designated veterinary shortage area. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. You construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders. MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at mjstruckrepair.com.
It's time again. And for Farming America, I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. We know that soybean exports are in trouble because of the trade war. But did you know that apples are in the same boat and lobsters are too? More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Virtually any agricultural product that is exported is in jeopardy because of the Trump trade war. And that includes not only soybeans, whose exports are down about 40% this year compared to last year, but also the apple industry, where U.S. growers are having trouble shipping to three of their four major markets outside of the United States, Mexico, Canada, and China. And also lobsters. Chinese buyers have lost their appetite for lobster after the president's tariffs led to China's retaliatory levies on imports from the United States. Take, for example, Mark Barlow. Since the 1990s, Barlow has built his company, Island Seafood, into a $50 million a year business by shipping live lobsters around the world. One out of every five go to China. Well, went to China until recently. The lobster plucked from a trap in Maine's frigid waters, home to North America's richest fishery, could surface on a dinner plate in Beijing only 2 days later. The first months of 2018 were the best start in Island Seafood's history. But then came the Trump tariffs and the Chinese stopped buying immediately. Mark Barlow says if you want to understand the modern global economy, the implications of climate change and the unintended consequences of the president's trade war, then you ought to consider the lobster. Barlow says when Beijing began imposing a 25% tariff on a long list of imports from the U.S., including live lobsters, on July 6th, he said, the second that happened, I said to my sales team, China's dead. He says correspondents with Chinese buyers confirmed that. One of them texted him, I don't think there is a way to import U.S. lobster. The blow is significant to Maine, the country's top producer and exporter. The state's lobstermen had found a lucrative market in China, where consumer demand has grown exponentially in recent years. In 2017, U.S. exports of live lobsters to China were worth $128.5 million, up from a third of that in 2015. So what now? Well, Maine's dealers are scrambling to find someplace else to sell these lobsters. Barlow has had his 26-year-old son and members of his sales team focus on other Asian markets, including Singapore and Taiwan. But his biggest concern is that the trade war's consequences are unlikely to be short-term, a concern that producers of many agricultural commodities are having as well. If it's true that misery loves company, then we've got a lot of company. Back after this.
Do you have a weak or leaking hydrostat? Herz Machine Hydrostatics in Washington is the place to go. They specialize in hydrostatic transmissions and just about any hydraulic pump or motor from tractors, forage harvesters, combines, sprayers, swathers, cement trucks, feed mixers, and skid steers. Herz is nationally known. an industry leader in their field, and they ship their dyno-tested remands from coast to coast. Find out why farmers across North America trust HERS Machine Hydrostatics. See them on Facebook or go to HERSHydro.com.
A reminder that if you eat, you're involved in agriculture. Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY, chilly 16 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light. Warming only into the middle 20s, not likely breaking the freezing mark today. Won't have much of a chance to melt any snow or ice away. Watch out, plenty of slick spots around and about this morning. Although we are back to business as usual, no weather-related postponements or cancellations to report.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Well, let's do a good news, bad news story for KU Roundball. Kansas junior forward Dedrick Lawson on the good news side was named the Big 12 Player of the Week yesterday. The second straight week, Lawson has won the award. Lawson scored 26 points and had 12 rebounds in KU's 77-68 win over Marquette, and then had 24 points and 13 rebounds in the overtime win against number 5 Tennessee. Lawson currently the only player in the Big 12 averaging a double-double. Now to the not-so-good news for KU. Gonzaga, the new number one in the Associated Press Top 25, leapfrogging Kansas after winning the Maui Invitational. The Bulldogs were third in last week's poll and moved ahead of number two Kansas following Wednesday's win over former number one Duke in the Maui Invitational game. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 6th through 8th at the River Spirit Expo. View all the latest farm equipment and services from more than 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron and test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Be sure to participate in a live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
At Star Seed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Star Seed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Star Seed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of your conservation needs. Call Star Seed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
So how does the latest AP Top 25 college men's basketball poll released yesterday look? Well, I'll give you the first 10. Gonzaga, Kansas, Duke, Virginia, Nevada, Tennessee, Michigan, Auburn, Michigan State, and Kentucky. Kansas City Chiefs used their bye week to get healthy across the board, but the big question is whether Eric Berry is now healthy enough to get on the field. The star safety has been out since early in training camp with a heel injury, and Coach Andy Reid seemed to indicate that Berry is nearing a return. The first in the AFC West, Chiefs face the Raiders this Sunday. They'll play at Oakland. Kickoff time is 3:05. And the Kansas City Royals claimed Connor Green off waivers from the St. Louis Cardinals and designated fellow right-hander Birch Smith for assignment. The 23-year-old Green spent last season at AA Springfield and AAA Memphis, going 4-5 with a 4.09 ERA in 40 appearances. Mid-America Network Sports.
Twin Valley League has announced all 8-man football honors. First-team offense anchored by 4 Hanover Wildcats, including Carter Bruna, running back, lineman Jonah Weber and Cade Kohorst, and offensive end Pete Peters. Axtell's Quinn Bussing named first-team quarterback, Hunter Cook wide receiver. Also to first-team, Nathan Oldie of Clifton Klein on the line, and a utility player, Joel Huffless of Wetmore. Defensive first-team honors to Carter Bruna, Jonah Weber, and Dakin Stahlbaumer of Hanover, Tristan DeKooning of Axtell, Garrett Dollinghouse of Frankfurt, and Clifton Klein's Christian Seifert, Nathan Oldie, and Drake Steinbrock. Second team offense, Hanover's Dakin Stahlbaumer, Justin Nigelli, Axtell's Nate Bussing, and Colby Talbot, Frankfurt's Garrett Dollinghouse, Carson Schreiner, and Brian Joseph, Blue Valley's Lane Peter, Lynn's Joseph Trumbull,
named second team defense. From Hanover, Pete Peters, Cade Kohorst. From Frankfurt, Brian Joseph. From Axtell, Colby Talbot and Quinn Bussing and J.J. Hart. From Blue Valley, Lane Peter and Cole Montgomery. And Washington County, Sean Bruna. Those eight men, Twin Valley League football honors announced. Receiving honorable mention, Tegan Swartz and Gavin Prawley from Hanover, George Foley of Axtell, Brandon Busman of Frankfurt, Tyler Nelson of Washington County, Tucker Holsey of Donovan West, Hippolyte Pascal of Wetmore, Ethan Powell from Onega, Douglas Cook and Aiden Rudolph of Clifton Clyde, Braden Young from Blue Valley, and Aaron Swartz of Onega.
It's one of nature's most reliable predictors of rain or snow, a halo around the sun. Some old-time proverbs in a moment from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 27th, the 331st day of the year. Musician Jimi Hendrix was born on this day in 1942. One of the oldest and frequently cited bits of weather lore has to do with halos around the moon or sun. We've counted no less than 30 proverbs that basically say this. If you see a ring around the sun or moon, expect precipitation soon. It's true because halos are most often caused by sunlight shining through cirrostratus, or ice clouds in the upper atmosphere. Those typically precede an approaching warm front, which lowers the cloud deck until precipitation develops. A Dutch proverb says it more eloquently, though. A ring around the moon may pass away soon. A ring around the sun brings rain by the ton. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather lore online at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Ought to shoot that last one down now. Pass on that one more round now. Closing in on two, late 30. Better get home, gotta hit it hard early. Yep. You got a pretty girl looking at you there, giving you that what you gonna do stare. You say nope, gonna call it a night now, but you're all wrapped up in the right now. Gonna buy her a drink, no time to think. Yeah, you try to say that you can't stay. And her smile saying, why can't you? Gonna wind up staying there, ain't ya? Yep. There you go, about to drop another 50. Another shot of that fireball whiskey. Tomorrow this night's gonna own me. No reason to go home lonely. Yeah, gonna buy her a drink, no time to think. Yeah, you try to say that you can't stay. Her smile saying, why can't you? Gonna wind up staying there, ain't ya? Yeah. Round and round, you got her now dancing with ya. Gonna lean in, kiss ya. Yeah, gonna buy her a drink, no time to think. Yeah, you try to say that you can't stay.
KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 20s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, lower 20s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, blend of clouds and sun, upper 30s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the mid-20s. As into Thursday, a blend of clouds and sun will see warmer temperatures around the lower 40s. Right now, it's 19.
We have no weather-related postponements or cancellations to report this morning.
KNDY had asked what you liked about us, and the response was great. You love the music, of course, and the local news and sports coverage. You like that we provide up-to-the-minute weather info, keeping you safe and informed. Some of you had just started listening to KNDY, while others have been tuning in for years. You listen at home, you listen at work, you listen whenever and wherever you can. One said KNDY beats all of the other stations, hands down. And another loves that we are hometown business with the heart of small town America. Many said KNDY is their go-to station. Thanks again and keep listening to KNDY.
Music is the sound of the season, and the Marshall County Community Choir is adding their voices to the joyous strains. This is Deb Logus, and I am inviting you to join me and the members of the Marshall County Community Choir for our annual Christmas Cantata Sunday, December 2nd at 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church. This year, we are presenting The Promise of a King. The Evangelical United Church of Christ Bell Choir will be performing with us for an afternoon of glorious music. Transcend the hustle and bustle of a worldly holiday season and revel in the true meaning of Christmas with The Promise of a King, Sunday, December 2nd at 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville.